Welcome to Inspired by Purpose. Each week, we roll out episodes of successful, purpose-inspired entrepreneurs to inspire and empower you. My name is Dr. Ozzy Jankovic, and I believe that purpose is what inspires us to make our greatest impact. I'm so grateful that you're here. Now let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to the podcast. Wherever you are, whatever you're up to right now in life, this episode is for you. This is one tool that can help you break through in any area. It's one tool that can change everything. You may have heard the words growth mindset mentioned in the past, and there's a lot of talk around growth mindset. So what we're going to do in this episode is that I'm going to give you a really clear definition of what a growth mindset actually is and how to implement it so that you can uplevel on anything. I first learned about growth mindset when I was finishing my doctoral degree in education. Growth mindset is a term that was coined by Dr. Carol Dweck out of Stanford University. Carol Dweck has gone on to help not only educators, but business people as well. She has spoken at Harvard, she has written for Harvard, and numerous publications all about this one idea of growth mindset. Now, I'll tell you in my own life, coming to understand growth mindset and implement growth mindset has allowed me to overcome my perfectionistic tendencies, be able to publish a book, be able to podcast, be able to reach hundreds of thousands of people with my work because of this one thing. It didn't happen overnight, but what I will say is that when you start to implement it, you will start seeing changes, however small. And who knows, something really huge could happen when you implement this. So what is it and how do we do this thing? Growth mindset has been written about in lots of journals. There's a lot of research on it. But Dr. Carol Dweck herself sums it up as the following thing. Nothing is set in stone. I was reminded of growth mindset this week when I was consulting for a school principal. And the principal came to me with a situation that there's a student in the school who's not exerting herself. And even though she's quote unquote a brilliant student, she's not making an effort. So what I shared with the principal is that this student has been given the idea that she's brilliant and therefore she has a fixed mindset about who she is. Fixed mindset is the opposite of a growth mindset. A fixed mindset says you are as intelligent as the IQ test says you are. If you've been told you're strong, it's that you're a strong person. If you've been told you're weak or you're selfish or you're anything else, and you see that as who you are, that is a fixed mindset because you're believing that those traits are fixed. The danger in having a fixed mindset is that we cannot be our best selves with that mindset. Now, it's obvious that if someone believes that they are incapable, things are going to be pretty hard. But if someone is told, like the student, that they're brilliant, the danger in that is that they will be less willing to persist on something that they perceive as difficult. Because if they don't succeed and if they don't pass with flying colors, it not only jeopardizes their grade, but it jeopardizes their identity as a smart person. Now, I relate with all of this because I was told from a very young age that I was gifted. My mom worked very hard with me from a young age to teach me how to read. And as a young student, because of all the work that I'd done and all the help that she'd given me, I was able to skip a grade. As I went on through school, if I had something to do that was somewhat effortless, I was in great shape. But as I got older, if something looked difficult, if I had to put a lot of work into it, I would actually skip studying. So that after the test happened, if I didn't get the grade I wanted, I could look back and tell myself, oh, well, I didn't study. So clearly this is not a reflection on me and who I am. Now, if I had had a growth mindset, I would have done things very differently. Someone who has a growth mindset is focused on the process rather than the person. They're looking at the process leading up to a goal, and they're asking themselves, what do I need in this process? What kind of help do I need? And where can I put in strategic effort that is going to help me get to my goal? Let's look at the case of this student and see what we can do to help the student adopt a growth mindset. And after we look at the student, we're going to talk about how we can do those very same things for ourselves to adopt a growth mindset as well. What the teacher can do for the student is start to reinforce and start to praise and start to show that this student is on track by focusing on the process that she's taking. She can be praised for doing things such as asking for help or doing specific actions in preparation for a test. Is she making flashcards? Is she studying a certain way? Is she taking the action? The student can also be guided to look at her progress, to reflect on both the progress and where she is going astray and where she is quote unquote failing or feeling disappointed in order to look at that and get the feedback about what she could do differently moving forward in the future. This is something we can all do for ourselves in life and business as well. I want to share with you what Carol Dweck says about the growth mindset. She says, it's critical to reward not just effort, but learning and progress, and to emphasize the processes that yield these things, such as seeking help from others, trying new strategies, and capitalizing on setbacks to move forward effectively. In all of our research, the outcome, the bottom line, follows from deeply engaging in those processes. If you have a hunch that you might be holding yourself back from doing something difficult, taking on a new challenge, and really pushing through to be your best version of yourself in any area of your life, you can try these things on for size. Number one, reward yourself for learning. If something is going to require new skills, learn those skills and give yourself praise and reinforcement for the learning that you're doing. Number two, emphasize the processes that yield these things, such as seeking help from others. Seeking help from others can look like being in touch with someone and actually asking for help. It could look like effectively outsourcing in your business. It could be setting up a manual for someone to help you, training them in a way so that they can take on different tasks and different elements of your business in order to grow. That's a really valuable form of seeking help. Seeking help could also be looking something up, learning something new. Google how to do XYZ. Ask ChatGPT what to do. There are a lot of ways that we can learn. We can pick up a book. We can take a course. We can do this in so many different ways. But bottom line, praise yourself for doing that learning, asking for help. Next, trying new strategies. What have you done up until this point that has worked? What have you done that hasn't yielded you results? And how could you tweak your strategy? Try them out for size. Look at the feedback. Look at what's working. And above all, commend yourself for trying something new. Now, last but not least, as she says, Capitalize on setbacks to move forward effectively. This one is humbling. It takes the ability to put the ego aside. And look, how did I do something that I could do better next time? What kind of a disappointment happened in my life where I could look at that objectively and figure out what needs tweaking? This is practical advice that will help you take on a growth mindset in any area of your life. I want to remind you that your purpose is too important to be held back by perfectionism. Your purpose is too important to be held back by fear of failure. Your purpose is too important to be held back by fear of change. Ultimately, implementing these growth mindset strategies can help you move forward in any area. Revisit this episode, revisit the questions, and write your answers down. Get really clear and look back at your progress. Progress over perfection. And what I like to say now is persistence over perfection. Keep coming back to this. Keep trying. Because as Carol Dweck says, nothing is set in stone. And I'd like to add, nothing is set in stone. Not even your neural pathways. I want to share a quick story with you about how I implemented this progress over perfection, persistence over perfection, and what came through for me. There has been a guest on my aspiring guest list, someone I've wanted to have on the show more than anyone else. She is globally acclaimed. She has inspired me in such profound ways, and she's touched millions of lives. I've wanted to get her on here for a long time. I tried several things in the past, and I almost put it to rest. But recently, I reached out again, and I did it in a completely different way. And guess what? I'm so excited to share that she accepted my invitation. Now, obviously, things could happen. Something could get in the way. Maybe it's not going to be recorded. So I'm not going to tell you who this guest is yet. But what I will tell you is that you never have to accept no for an answer. No means next. Keep persisting. Anything is possible with persistence. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you liked it, if you learned something, go ahead and share it with a friend. If you feel so inclined to review this episode on Apple Podcasts, please shoot me a screenshot. I have a special gift for you. Thank you so much for being here. It means the world to me to be connected with you. Wherever you are in the world, wishing you abundant blessings and successes, as always, until next time.